let's say, brought down, the frequency was brought down on an international level, actually, and they measured it. The universities measured it. So you get people coming in, they're like, oh my God, I feel so depressed, and this and that. And they don't understand how collectively they've been affected. Mm-hmm. How do we work with people like that? How do we work with situations? Really, I should say situations. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a bombing or a mass murdering at a school, so many people collectively are affected in a negative way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Dr. Craig would be a great one to talk about that, because Transcendental Meditation has actually done experiments like that. They have gotten a large group of people together, say in one city or in one neighborhood, and collectively meditated to reduce the crime rate in that either that neighborhood or that city or whatever, and then have been able to do that, to actually reduce the crime rate. So, you know, it can be done, but it's an educational system, because, you know, most people aren't even aware that this connection exists, you know.
Well, let me just say one thing.
Okay, yeah.
Also, yeah, TM has done some research on crime rate and stuff like that. Also, what you're talking about, there's been some, you know, when there's earthquakes or when there's mass events, or particularly earthquakes and tornadoes and events like that, it's been shown that, in fact, there was, my wife knows a source, where they talk about the walking dead or the walking wounded or something like that, where people literally leave their bodies. Okay? When the conscious mind leaves the body, or the conscious mind separates from the low self, or the low self and the high self separate, then there could be different levels of disconnect. In other words, he talks about three selves there. I'll be talking about that when I get to the logical soul.
Yeah.
Where if the conscious mind leaves, then basically you're walking around as a lost child. You don't know, or say that the inner child leaves. There's an inner child, there's a conscious mind, there's a higher self. So there's essentially three selves, which have their own independent thing. We'll get to that later. But the point is, if the conscious mind is not there, people are just walking listless. They don't know what to do or where to go. They have no inner guidance anymore, because that's been disconnected. And so that's a good question. It happens a lot. What you can do as a coach is understand that when you go in to work with these people, and it's very well needed.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, the astral would be conscious, though. That means I wanted to leave my body.
No, the astral, I figured it's either called astral flight or
something. Astral projection.
Projection. Right. But it's not, a lot of people it happens to that aren't consciously trying to.
No, it's spontaneous,
It's spontaneous.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was in a tornado, and I stayed in that state for several weeks. And I had to drive to Birmingham and sales meeting. There was a dead man under my tree, and there were people around me that got killed. So as a sales meeting, I had to go to a sales meeting, and I had to drive. And this cop pulled me over. I didn't know why. And he said, "You're going all over the road." And I wasn't aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You need to go." I told him it had been a tornado. He said, "You find a hotel room. You're not safe." And it was scary, but it stayed with me until I processed it. And then we had a psychologist come to our church, and he said that was a normal thing that you go through.
Yeah.
The mind has to process it, and then you just level off and get back to normal.
Post-traumatic.
It's a depersonalization.
Yeah. It was a high. I mean, I wasn't feeling any pain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like, gee, I'd like to stay here. But you're in shock.
Yeah.
And your adrenaline, it's interesting.
Yeah, you're not the body.
Right.
No, you're not.
That's why you don't feel pain, because you're not the body. Yeah. You're not connected to your low self.
It's almost.
So it's like your subconscious does it to help you.
Right,
well, it depends on the situation.
Absolutely.
That was a traumatic situation, but there are people who just do it. I know someone who consciously says she walked into this restaurant, and she was gone. Herself was gone. And an ancestor had like came forward and was talking to people and saying stuff, and she came back to herself and did not know anything of what happened. And that's when she went to go see someone, and they explained that she had been astroing.
I've got courses that teach you how to do that.
In the sleep, that other one, it's like a high, but yet you know something really bad's happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, I think that's God's way of helping us get through it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you can actually make a decision to come back.
Yep.
That's part of the logic.
I did, but...
it's like you have to have a good enough reason to come back, too.
Right.
So, It feels better being out than what time you're
going to
stay
out. I had two jobs. I had to function.
Yeah.
But it took me, you know, the psychologist said your mind's got to process it, and it's like a level thing, but
yeah.
I've never forgotten.
Okay, I need to tell you something, and then I need to tell them something. The next part is on Maslow's hierarchy. It's going to be fairly short. I mean, I'm 5, 7, I don't, whatever. So we want to stop after that. Okay. Normally, the part where Michael comes in and does logical soul, you know, would come after that. But so we don't have to change the stuff, we're going to take him out of sequence, and he's going to do it before he does the marketing part. So he does it both together. Then we put it back in the right sequence in the video. So I just wanted to let you know that we're not skipping him. But he'll do that part. Okay, Don.
Japanese experiments, or the experience for the old fire. The objects must be responding to the emotion, not the words.
Right. Yeah. Yes. The thought. It's the thought. Yeah.
Fire or kishiwa or whatever that you know. And
right.
So they have to. It must be something about the emotional state that they were responding.
Yeah. I mean, it's the brain. It's the transmission of the thought. Right, that they pick up. So.
And then I was also wondering with that, it being a plant, and I thought maybe it was the yelling fire was actually the vibration that could have also shook the plant. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Because if a plant is right next to me and you yell, I mean, anything could, that vibration.
You could also yell, I love you, and it'd vibrate just as much.
Exactly. So that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Is it really about...
It's
the transference of that live...
Of the emotion of the thought itself.
The emotion and
yeah.
not the actual vibration of the words.
Yeah.
Well, he wrote it on a piece of paper, though. Nobody said
yeah.
anything on the water.
Yeah.
So it had to be the vibration of the word.
No,
well, see, yeah, it was the intent. I mean, he knew what he was putting on the paper. So anyway, you can look that up, and there's a lot of details about that. And not everybody believes it happened, you know, but there's other information about that. So.